This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ground ball, base hit into right field. Machado's on his way home. Throw to the plate, and the Dodgers will win it. They win it 2-1, and the series is all even at two games apiece. Bellinger with the walk-off smash to right. Machado scores. Head first slide. The Dodgers win in 13.
It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post on CBS Sports Radio.
Charlie Steiner with the call, Dodgers Radio Network, as L.A. has put themselves back into the National League Championship Series, even up in extra innings last night, 2-1 the final over the Milwaukee Brewers. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Mike and Pete across the way, Andrew, with your updates as we take you the next 3 hours, 6 to 9 we go. Eastern time, 3 to 6 Pacific. Good morning, Taz. What's going on, bro?
Good, Moose. Looking forward to today's show. We got a lot to cover in all different sports. And I also, on a side note, like to say, I love the little chilly weather that's hitting us here. Real fall weather on Northeast that puts a little bit of a smile on my face. I don't smile much, but that makes me a little happy. I just
okay,
want to say
there
that.
You go.
I want
like
to share that with
weather.
The world.
Oh,
yes,
very
I do.
Nice. Very
it's my
nice.
Favorite time of year, Moose.
Good. Okay. Glad to hear it. Baseball is the theme early here as the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers victorious last night in Los Angeles. Struggled still once again with runners in scoring position. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, especially early on in that game, leaving the bases loaded. First inning had opportunity that punched across more than just the one run. And unfortunately, they just could not come through to break that game open early on. Led 1-0, game tied then up at 1. We go into extra innings, and you just heard Steiner with the call with the Bellinger game-winning RBI single. And there's a lot more to get into this game in terms of Manny Machado, which we'll get to here momentarily. But Los Angeles was desperate for a win. They needed to win that game last night to make this a series, even up at two games apiece. Brewers win last night's 3-1. Pretty much all she wrote. I mean, for the most part, Milwaukee's going to find a way to win one more game over the course of the next three, especially with two of those three being back at home. With that being said, last night puts this series fully into the question scenario where the Dodgers have just as good of a chance of getting themselves, even though the Brewers will have two home games, Dodgers got a hell of a shot at getting themselves back to a World Series.
They do. It's going to be tough, though, to the points you just laid out. But I have to say, last night's game, I definitely enjoyed the Dodgers-Brewers more than the Astros-Red Sox. I liked the Astros-Red Sox until Bradley went with the Grand Salami. We'll get into that later on. But anyway, I got to say this much. You know, yesterday I was talking about, so were you. We know Hernandez did from the Dodgers, kind of ripping the audience in Los Angeles the other night during the game. That they were kind of flat. They had no energy. Well, last night, dude, it was the complete opposite. They showed up. All the transplants, all the Hollywood types, they showed up in L.A. land, and they were that. I don't know about you, but to me, I noticed the audience was very, very hot.
Yeah,
and the Dodgers played off of that. They did. And you mentioned Bellinger with obviously the big clutch walk off hit. He also I think want to say the top of the 10th, top of the 10th, he made a great play, amazing play in right field, a diving catch off of Kane's hit, I believe it was. But so he had a good late in the game. Bellinger stepped up for sure as a player. But, yeah, the Machado stuff I'm interested to talk about. I know you just was setting us up on that.
Yeah, both teams were terrible with runners in scoring position. As the Brewers were 0 for 8, the Dodgers were just 2 for 10. They left a combined 21 men on base between the two teams. So the pitching ruled the night last night out in Chavez Ravine. There's no question about it. And the Dodgers, you know, it's been more of a case of Los Angeles, that being a storyline, than that being Milwaukee, Taz. So the Dodgers win a game. It's ugly. You mentioned the crowd. Yeah, had a little bit more juice, certainly, last night than the game before. People were critical of Hernandez calling out the fans the way that he did. And he went on social media after making those statements and kind of apologized for it and said the team played terribly. And I'm paraphrasing there and trying to clean up his verbiage they used on social media. But the Dodgers need to win a game, and they did. And now we got a pretty good NLCS, best of three, as it's evened up at two games apiece. And, you know, I mentioned it, you brought it up in terms of Manny Machado. You know, I don't know a player that's done worse for his free agency period than what Manny Machado has done here, whether it be the interview that he did with, what, The Athletic, where he is saying he's not, you know, Charlie Hustle, or he called it Johnny Hustle, I believe, that it's not his cup of tea when he's being criticized for running up the first base line. To what he did last night, which was, you know, totally uncalled for and BS.
Okay, I think there was BS. I have a little different slant, a little different opinion watching it about Machado and Aguilar there at first base from the Brewers. Look, the base in that situation, the base is for both players, okay? And if you look at Aguilar, look, there's no doubt Machado, you know, was...
He dragged his foot across the back of his heel.
He totally did. But if you look, and now we have screenshots, I know Mike's going to tweet them out later. But Aguilar's leg, he took with his foot, everything. He didn't put the side of his foot against the side of the bag, which is why the bag is raised and locked into the ground. He never did that. He took a lot of that bag up, did Aguilar. And after he caught the ball, Aguilar, if you watch it in slow-mo, he doesn't pull his leg back. He was trying to he's a big dude, too, Aguilar, let's be honest. I'm not saying Machado was right, but I also, in this play, Moose, neither guys were saints. If you look,
I don't think Aguilar did anything wrong.
Well, watch it again.
I have watched it five times.
Okay, well, then
I watch
he took up a lot of that base, man.
I mean, that's complete and utter BS. Manny Machado purposely dragged his left foot.
I know he did.
Across the back of the heel of Aguilar. That's uncalled for.
I agree with you.
And he ran up and he ran to the inner part of the bag as well.
He did. He absolutely did.
Right.
But that bag is for both guys.
Taz, how many times have you seen a guy do that to another player?
Not often, but I also don't see a guy take up the bag like that.
That's not true.
Okay.
Idea that guys don't keep their foot on the bag at times, everybody's Don Mattingly at first base or Keith Hernandez.
Like the base is raised and your meat of the side of your foot goes against the base that's raised. He put his heel of his foot here and kept his leg out and took up a lot of that base lane.
No, he put his toe on the edge of the bag.
Right.
And his heel was raised above the bag.
Right.
He's got, he's a big man.
He is a big man. I know. He is definitely a big man. But the thing is, I'm saying is he had plenty of time to do what most first basemen do in most ground balls, especially towards the opposite side of the infield.
Well, I don't understand. Why blame the player for not removing his foot quickly enough when we both agree that what Manny Machado did was complete and utterly dirty?
I agree it was dirty. But I'm giving a different side of maybe Machado, what he was thinking, because... And they have a history, these two guys. They do have a past. They know each other. But that's neither here nor there. I do think, all I'm saying is I think both players are wrong. I do think Aguilar took up a lot of the bag, and I guess we both agree, he's a big guy. He took a lot of that bag up.
Manny Machado has every opportunity to run.
I agree. He does.
And he's an athlete. He does not have to.
He
purposely dragged his foot across the heel of Aguilar.
Maybe his reasoning was that the guy took up a lot of the base. Now, I heard Machado. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you heard Machado.
I don't know if we have the sound. I'm looking at the thing here. I heard Machado earlier, somewhere, saw it online, where he was basically saying, we have a history. It's no big deal. They're trying to win. We're trying to win. Now, maybe to your point and to your end of the argument, Machado never said, hey, he took up a lot of the base. He didn't say any of that. I'm just going with my observation and giving my opinion. I feel like both guys are wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't see it. Okay. I mean, we could agree to disagree.
No, that's fine.
I don't see that Aguilar did anything wrong. I thought what Machado did was completely and utterly Bush. I thought what he did was completely and utterly dirty. I think it's uncalled for. I think it's lack of respect for your opponent. And I think it's lack of respect for a fellow athlete and a fellow baseball player. I don't think I've seen a guy do anything worse for his free agency than what Machado has acted and what he has said over the course of these playoffs for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The stuff that he said to the – I mean, his agent must be basically pulling his hair out of his head. The stuff that he said to the Athletic was downright embarrassing. For a guy that's expected to get paid $300 to $400 million saying that hustling and running up the first base line is not necessarily my cup of tea. And then you get what you got last night – in the course of that game. And I think the Brewers called it correctly. I mean, I think Council called it correctly. I think Christian Yelich called it correctly, where Yelich said he's a completely and utterly dirty player. Let's take a listen to what the Brewers had to say after that play.
We've all grounded out, you know, run through the bag like you've been doing your whole life, like everybody else does. You know, if it's an accident, it's an accident. But from the replay to us, it clearly looks like, you know, you got your way to step on someone, run into somebody. And it just has no place in the game. It really doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, and here's Machado after the game.
You saw the replay, probably, so his foot was on the bag, trying to get over him, hit his foot.
Oh, there you go.
That's dirty. I mean, I don't know. Call it what you want.
I didn't hear that part. I heard different. So he did mention the foot. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like Aguilar. Now, as far as the stuff you said to the Athletic, what you just read. No, that is ridiculous. And I like Machado, but that's horrible. I mean, it's, basically saying, you know.
I mean, he's cost himself millions
of dollars. I don't need the hustle. Like,
right.
What the hell is that?
Well,
like,
that is uncalled. And then you couple that with what you saw last night. We disagree. We look at it differently.
Well, he was wrong, but I think the other guy was wrong, too. But yeah, we agree to disagree. It's
yeah,
no big deal.
That's fine. I mean, I think he's come across as a dirty player. I think the plays at second base as well have come across where he's reaching out and trying to grab guys' legs when he's trying to break up double plays.
Right, he's done that.
That's uncalled for as well. That's not on any other player than Manny Machado. The way he has acted and behaved in this playoff series, I thought better of Machado before this series began than I do right now as a baseball player. I really do. Because I think last night's uncalled for. I think the plays at second base have been uncalled for. I think what he has to say, the Athletic is... I can't believe anybody with any sort of common sense whatsoever would think that, and we all want our athletes to be open and honest,
right?
Would ever think that those words and those statements coming out of your mouth would actually be good for you.
Yeah, I
to
don't,
make
I,
that to
I,
after
I
being criticized
you.
To be doing that is that. And then you couple that with what I saw last night watching baseball for a long, long time, you know, and watching the replay and watching slow motion. I mean, we could agree to disagree, I can't believe Machado is behaving in this style and fashion. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, the comments were
hideous. He comes across as just a completely unlikable guy.
Yeah, I mean, but he's
a guy that was completely likable in Baltimore.
Yeah, but he's a player. I mean, he is a player.
He is a player.
The hustle thing is the comments. Like I said, that's just
why
ridiculous.
Would I invest $400 million into a guy that says I don't want to hustle?
I'm not going to either. I mean, yeah, I don't know what the hell he was thinking with that. Now, I'm not going to pass judgment on any of his past or what he said when I look at that play. And I'm watching again as you and I talk with Aguilar first. I mean, I still think both guys made an error.
Well, we'll agreed to disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he purposely dragged his foot across the back.
Well, he definitely did that.
Yeah.
He definitely did that.
He had an opportunity to not do that, and he did that.
Right. But no, but again, not to go back to this, but you're right. But what the other guy had an opportunity to get his foot. Aguilar's got an opportunity.
His toe was on the edge of the bag.
But
the back of his heel was not on top of the bag.
The back of his heel is taken up. He's a big dude. The back of his heel is taken up. You know, a good chunk of the bag in there.
Watch the replay down the first base line.
No, I know that's the best. You're right. That is the best. It's coming up next.
Down
we're looking
first
at the
base line.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, watching some video.
You can see him purposely change his direction of his run.
I agree.
Into the back of his leg.
You are right here. You're right. But look at this. But look at he catches the ball. And he stays up. But look at the other guy though. Instead of just keep looking at, you're right. What you're saying,
Taz. We'll agree to disagree. I think he had plenty of the first base bag.
I'd like people to call and give their opinion. I think that's a good idea. Right?
No doubt. We can get. get their opinion. Do you think Machado last night was dirty, or do you think Aguilar and Machado were both to blame? Want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That is your number to call to get involved. It is Taz of the Moose just getting going on this action-packed Wednesday morning. The Dodgers even up their series with the Brewers. That's where we begin. Series not up at two games apiece. NLCS. Your reaction to what Machado has had to say, Machado has had to do on the field, been certainly a big-time lightning rod. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll
yeah.
get to your calls here momentarily on whether Machado's run up the first baseline was dirty or not.
It
Andrew's
was
in the house.
Okay, well,
for the first time. It was.
I knew it was going to happen. But see, because it's the way you set it up, Moose. But yeah, but Andrew.
Wait a second. You know, how is it
well,
the way
because
I
you
set
said
it up?
Because you just said, was it dirty by Machado?
I said, was it dirty or not?
Yeah, but you didn't even mention Aguilar taking up the gigantic part of the bag. Well, and not
we just had a 15-minute discussion on it.
But Andrew, maybe didn't hear it. I know that.
He's
but
got
Andrew.
The speaker right next
heard
to
it.
His desk.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard the conversation with Moose
yes,
and I.
Yes, I did.
So you agree with Moose. You don't think that Aguilar had any time or should have taken up as much of the base and had time to remove his body, big body, off the base.
Foot.
I think if Aguilar's fat foot was on the base more than it should be, it didn't have to be stepped on by Manny Machado.
But he could have moved, and he took up a lot of the base. That base is for both men. That base is not just because he's the first base, it doesn't mean it's his base. That base is, this is why the base on first needs to be bigger in baseball. That's
well, they need to have the orange outside base for that runner.
Regardless of where Aguilar's foot was, the intent by Machado was to clip his heel.
Right. I agree with you on that.
But you don't find that to be dirty.
I don't, because you know what?
This doesn't make any sense.
No, it does, Moose. Listen.
You're blaming the victim here. You're saying Aguilar deserves it.
When you guys are going to let me explain, I will. I'll just sit patiently.
No,
great.
Go.
So here we go. Here's the thing. You are correct. Machado did maliciously go at the guy's back of his leg and tried to clip the back of his leg and heel. I agree with you. And that's wrong, but is it wrong? Because you could... No. What are you laughing at? Because
you said it's wrong, but is it wrong?
No, because I'm saying that as a rhetorical thing. Because who's to say that Aguilar can't injure Machado by his big hamstring and buttocks and heel and his foot?
His whole body was not.
He's a big dude. A big chunk of his lower body was in the way.
No, it was not.
Well, not the whole body. But
that's not true.
My point is, it would two wrongs make a right sometimes in this physical situation in a game. And this is like the...
Aguilar had no intent of hurting Machado.
We don't know that.
Oh, come on.
No, but I'm not saying, how do we know that? How do we know he didn't try to get in the way of the bag? No, Moose, how do we know he didn't try to...
Manny Machado, specifically, if you watch his run up the first baseline specifically...
I did. We watched it together.
I know we watched it together. It's for the audience. It's not you. I'm saying if you watch him run up the first baseline...
We'll watch it again.
Specifically running toward the inner part, changes his direction a little bit to run to the inner part of the bag, and specifically did not lift his leg so he could clip the back of the heel of Aguilar.
Yeah.
He was out. He knew he was out. The play was over. His right foot cleanly across the base.
Right.
He didn't have to. Aguilar wasn't sitting on first.
And he didn't
have to do it.
Okay. And that's great. The thing is, by the time Aguilar caught the ball, there was about, and I'm looking at it right now, there was about maybe 5.5 to 6 feet before Machado. He could have ran outside the baseline because he knew he was out. But also, to the flip side, Aguilar had plenty of time because Machado was out by a mile to get his foot off the base. And he didn't. And that's my point. So Aguilar, I'm sorry, Machado, put yourself in his shoes, no pun intended. He might be thinking, well, who the hell is this guy to take up the base? And that's not cool. Get your body off the base.
Or he's just being a complete and utter fraud.
He could definitely be a douche. I'm not saying it was not dirty.
When do you see guys run to the inner part of the first base bag?
That's very rare. It's very rare.
You only see it when there's bunt plays.
But maybe he was pissed off that the guy took a lot of the base.
But the only time that you'll ever see a guy specifically change his direction to run to the inner part of the first base bag is on a bunt play because you're trying to cut down the angle of the catcher trying to throw to first base.
Totally agree.
That's really, or any kind of play up the first base line.
You are correct.
That's really the only time you ever see it.
You are correct. Now,
well, you never see guys. You never see guys do what Machado did last night. And
Manny
that's why
Machado
needs to be called out for
being
a dirty player.
He is being called out for it. He is. And the other guy is playing the Saint role because he had plenty of time. He had about 6 feet. He had plenty of time to get out of the way, Aguilar, and not take up so much of the base. That's all I'm saying. I am saying I want people, because I know a lot of people are calling, and a lot of people maybe don't agree with me, and I'm sure they're not going to, because this is a different take on this. And the you know, but
I guess you're basically saying that Machado was dirty. He is at fault.
He is.
But you're going to blame Aguilar just as much as Machado because he didn't move his foot quick enough to get it out of the way of Manny Machado.
No, you're half right. My problem is with the Aguilar thing. He took up a huge part of the base, which he didn't have to do. He didn't have to keep his heel on the base, his toe on the base where his heel was partially and his calf. And his low leg was in the baseline. He didn't have to. I'm just saying. You see guys get nailed on first base every game you watch a zillion times, and they put their foot on the side of the base, so that don't happen.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, what he had? What was it? 1/6 of the bag that he took up?
I didn't have my tape measure out in L.A.,
But it wasn't like his foot was laying across
first
base.
No, you're right.
It was not doing that.
I agree with you.
His rear end was not there.
No, his rear end wasn't. You're right.
His calf was not there.
His calf was there. His calf was there only because, to your point, Machado did run to the inner part of the bag. Now, also, let's point out, and again, I'll give Machado credit on this part, too, to piss more people off. Okay, Machado didn't do anything illegal. He ran within the baseline. Agreed?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Well, no one's denying that he ran out of first baseline.
I think people calling the show might just be hating my thoughts on this. So I want to make sure people understand that.
I think, honestly, people are looking at what Machado did as being completely, utterly dirty.
I know. That's what keep hearing.
That's it.
But,
yeah, I mean, I'll be getting one. He didn't run out of the first baseline. I don't see how you blame Aguilar on that play. But we'll get to the calls at 855-212-4CBS.
We'll get to
them. We'll get to them momentarily. Here's Andrew.
Guys, 13 innings, 5 hours and 15 minutes, and now the NLCS is tied at 2.
Guerra on 3-2 to Bellinger. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, base hit in the right field. Machado's on his way home. Throw to the plate, and the Dodgers will win it. They win it 2-1, and the series is all even at 2 games apiece.
Charlie Steiner, Dodgers radio. Cody Bellinger didn't start game 4 at Dodgers Stadium. He had only one hit in the series, but the game winner was his second knock of the night. However, it was not a banner evening for offense. The teams combined for 32 strikeouts. They were a combined 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position and left 19 on base. They went 7 scoreless innings until Bellinger ended things. Game 5 in L.A., 2 Pacific this afternoon. Clayton Kershaw and Wade Miley on the mound. It's Rick Porcello and Charlie Morton for the Red Sox and Astros in Houston at 7:39 Central. Boston took a 2-1 lead with yesterday's 8-2 final. It was a 2-run game until Jackie Bradley Jr.'s grand slam in the 8th. The Golden State Warriors are 1-for-1, holding off the Thunder 108-100 to start the new NBA season, but head coach Steve Kerr sees a lot of room for improvement.
We're not in shape yet. I don't think that's going out on a limb. You know, people were tired out there on both teams, I thought. So this is how it goes, first game.
The night began with the Celtics 105-87 defeat of the Sixers in Boston. Kyrie Irving, just 7 points, 2 of 14 shooting in his first game since March 11th. There are 13 games tonight as the NBA campaign truly begins. Likely top 5 pick, Nick Bosa, not returning to Ohio State. He'll focus on the draft once he has recovered from abdominal surgery. Bills rookie QB Josh Allen does have damage to his right UCL, but does not need surgery. He's expected to miss 2-3 games at least. The New Jersey Devils are 4-0 after a 3-0 home win over Dallas. The Flyers got by the Panthers 6-5 after a shootout, and the Lightning beat the Hurricanes 4-2, 3 of Tampa Bay's goals from Tyler Johnson. And finally, middleweight champ Canelo Alvarez signing an 11-fight deal with DAZN. That's a relatively new sports streaming service. The agreement is worth at least $365
nice.
Million.
Wow.
Dollars. Now, my question to you guys is, this is being presented by promoters and DAZN, that now Alvarez is the highest paid athlete, surpassing Giancarlo Stanton's $325 million contract. I don't know if that's an apples to apples comparison, to take nothing away from either, but I think that they're different.
I mean, it's 11 fight deal, 365. I mean, it's different than an everyday baseball player.
Right.
Yeah, in terms of, but I mean, if you're going to go all the way back, when you say then Mayweather was, you know, the highest paid in the world. I mean, his what he used to make off these fights was utterly insane.
But were they a package deal like this?
No, probably
so
not.
So that's I
no.
think that's where
I forget
they
what
get...
his final deal with Showtime was, which was CBS. I forget what his final contract was with them before that ran out.
I didn't know people still watch boxing. That's great.
Oh, apparently
yeah,
they don't
they do.
Because the reason why he had to sign this is because HBO is giving up boxing.
Well, HBO I mean, because, it's, yeah.
This, MMA and they, is just this, UFC, MMA is just, it's unfortunate for boxing. I mean, there's still some great fights. Don't get me wrong. I'm no disrespect to the actual fighters.
And Canelo's one of the great big-time prize fighters in the world, especially coming off that last fight against Triple G, which you probably are going to get that for a third time. So 11 for 365. Good if you can get it.
Manny Machado! That's who should be boxing.
Manny Machado!
Top heel, baby. Top heel in the territory, as we call it in the wrestling business.
I think he'd get his ass kicked.
He probably would. He probably would. That I agree with.
I don't think he wants... If he doesn't want to hustle, I don't think you should put him in the ring. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, let's go out to Milwaukee, Moose. Let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matt, what's going on? You are on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Not much, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, Matt? What's up, kid?
Taz, a big fan, long time. Watched wrestling as a kid. Love you.
Thank you.
I think you took one too many chair shots with your take on Machado.
Well, I probably did take too many chair shots, but I can assure you my brain and my thinking pattern's okay. So you disagree with me?
The MLB baseball bag is 15 inches long. Maybe Aguilar had about 5 inches of it. Maybe. You run up outside the first baseline, like you said, 90% of those plays.
Right.
It's just, you look at the slides already in the series, you look at that, it's just another dirty play in his book, and it goes into his repertoire.
I know, but Matt, I understand he's got a past history. Moose laid it out perfectly. I know you just mentioned the slides, too, but the thing is, if we just look at this one play, he is wrong, and it was dirty. And I'm watching again as you and I talk. Moose and I watched it. And to Moose's point, yeah, he did. When you look at the shot that's from left field or right field, yeah, he definitely ran more inside the line than I thought he did, Moose. So to your point on that, Machado, and he was jogging. He wasn't really sprinting. My thing is, I want everybody to watch Aguilar after he catches the ball. He never even try not to watch Machado and watch Aguilar once he catches the ball. He never even thinks of moving his body away from the base at all, and he kept his leg right there. He knows the runner is coming. Can you agree with that, Matt?
I agree 100%. It was a full step and a half, and Aguilar was a statue.
That's
didn't,
my point.
Didn't try and back into him. Didn't try and...
He didn't try to back into him.
...reach his hand out like he was going to throw and get in his way. He just stood planted. And could he have pushed off the bag and scooted back into play a little more? Maybe, possibly. I get your take on that. But it's just one of those things that he'll get his next season.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with that. I think that'll happen. Matt, we appreciate the call. I mean, you know, but you're right. He definitely was in the bag, inside the line, I should say, a lot more than I thought. Machado, I'm talking about. But I like the word statue that Matt used. He's right, because Aguilar was a statue, even though Matt's not agreeing with me. I get it.
Yeah, I just don't. But that has nothing to do with the argument. I mean, if we were just because he was standing there,
that's
the whole,
that is my argument. What are you talking about?
No, but if he's in the way,
that's my argument.
But your argument is to blame Aguilar because he didn't move his foot quick enough.
His body and foot, right?
Meanwhile, he gave Machado the majority of the bag to run to. Machado decided to run to the inner part where his foot was and drag his foot. his left foot across the back of the heel of Aguilar, yet I'm going to blame Aguilar for not moving his foot quick enough.
I'm blaming Aguilar for taking him too much to the base and not moving out of the way when he had time to move. But I said at the initial point, top of this argument or discussion or dispute, I did say, if you remember, both men were wrong, in my opinion. I didn't say one guy was wrong.
But you're giving equal blame to both players.
I am. Now that I watched the shot from right field, you're right. Machado was very much inside the line. I mean, more than I thought he was. So that part, if we're doing, like, percentage, yeah, I'd probably give, you know, more percentage to being wrong towards Machado. Look at this, Moose. We're going to go down to Jacksonville, Florida.
You're starting to come around. By the end of the show, you'll be Machado is wrong.
No. Yeah, what the hell is that for?
Well, it's true. Now it's no longer equal blame.
No, there isn't.
You started off equal blame.
I'm 60-40, bro.
That's not equal.
It's not a hot cheese moment.
That's not equal blame.
But all right, 55 instead
that's
of 60.
That's not equal blame.
That's
not equal blame.
Well, I'm an honest man. I see that now that I'm watching again. I can see he's inside the bag more than I thought. I'm sticking to it. Equal blame, but look what we have
that's
on the phone in Jacksonville, Florida, your personal contractor.
Yeah,
a man
Pete Gass.
Known
What's
as
going
Gass,
on, Pete?
Pete Gass.
Morning, guys. I'm going to start by saying I did take too many chair shots.
There you go.
I agree with both you guys. So, Machado, you're taught in Little League to go to the outside of the bag. But I also, the other thing, too, is I felt Aguilar, you're also taught to play the position a lot different than he did. He was he shouldn't have been on that bag as much as he was. You're taught to straddle the bag as the throw's coming in. It was a routine play. He didn't have to be, I played first base. I have a size 15 shoe. And I was taught at a young age, my coach told me, you got water skis for shoes. Get on the corner of the bag. Don't get on the bag because you're going to get stepped on.
But
hold on.
Pete, this is why Moose is laughing. Moose is laughing because what you're going to get now we're both from the wrestling business.
No, I'm not touching on the wrestling business. This is insanity.
It's not insanity.
This is insanity. This really is. I mean, honestly, this is. First off, Aguilar is not some great defensive first baseman, right? Number two is the edge of his toe was on the edge of the first base bag.
Yeah,
the edge of the toe was on the first base bag. He gave Manny Machado 80% of the bag to run to. His foot was not on top of the bag. I agree with you in terms of Little League. You have size 15 shoes. I was a first baseman. I was taught you never put your foot on top of the bag. His foot was not on top of his entire foot was not across the bag. He gave Machado 80% of the bag. This is insanity. The idea that you're going to look at Aguilar and say he did not move his foot quick enough when the other individual purposely ran to the inner part of the first base line and purposely dragged his foot across the back of the heel of the other man's foot with little to no respect for a fellow athlete is insanity.
Moose.
That is complete and utter. You know, you guys talk about athletes having respect for one another. Manny Machado showed little to no respect for a fellow athlete. And you're going to put equal or partial blame on the other athlete? That's insane.
No, I agree.
That's insane.
Moose.
That's insane.
Let your contractor talk.
Wait, Moose,
please.
Hear me out. Hear the contractor out. What I'm saying is when you're taught to play first base, you're supposed to put the side of you. So he is a right-handed thrower. His right foot is supposed to be up against the side of his foot.
I understand. Yeah, I get it. I understand. So, but I get it was not the most formful play by Aguilar in terms of first base. He gave him 80% of the bag.
It's old school baseball, man.
That's not old school. That's dirty.
I don't know, man.
No. Hold on a second. No.
I don't know.
That's nonsense. That's nonsense. That is no. We talk. That is not old school baseball. What Machado has done in this series is completely and utterly embarrassed himself. What it slides into second base and what he did up the first baseline. You mean to tell me, you guys, former wrestlers,
yes,
little to no respect for a fellow athlete, and you guys are A-OK with that?
You're okay.
So let me ask you this. Say he kicked him and Aguilar hurt his ankle. Say he kicked him and he ends up with an ankle injury and Aguilar is not able to play. Are you going to blame Aguilar then?
Get yourself out of the way.
Are you gonna
I
mean,
can't
give me a break.
That's insane. Get out of the way.
That's nonsense.
You gotta get out of the way.
That is a nonsense argument. That really is.
He was out of the way. He gave him 80% of the bag. That's nonsense.
He's 300 pounds.
That is complete and utter nonsense. You guys have felt respect for your former athletes when you were in your ring, right?
Yeah.
There were things you did and you didn't do.
Yeah,
listen to every player last night that watched that play and said that was completely and utterly dirty.
Every player all said that?
Aside from Machado. Aside from the Dodgers.
Pete Gass wants to say something. Yeah, Pete.
I feel like he's like my wife. Listen, Mike.
No, I'm not. Pete, listen. If you're saying this stuff to your wife, I'd be yelling at you as well.
Listen, you got a 15 size foot. I think everybody's okay at the house. You know what I mean?
It was obviously frustration, and he's a dirty player. I completely agree with you. He should have went to the outside of the bag. What he's doing, he reminded me of A-Rod against the Red Sox years ago when he slapped at the ball.
A-Rod was worse, but yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, if Aguilar got hurt, that was worse. But, because he actually injured someone. But it's the same type of thing. It's just a dirty play. And I completely agree with you. But it could have all been avoided is what I'm trying to say if Aguilar played the position the way he's supposed to.
That's my point.
But you'll also agree, Pete, if Manny Machado ran up the first baseline like everybody else does, 99.9% of the time it would have been avoided as well.
Yeah, he could have avoided it. I don't think Pete's disagreeing. I know I'm not disagreeing. Okay. If he would have stayed in the line more, yes.
Machado made the choice and made the decision to basically clip the back of the heel of Aguilar.
All right, Pete, thanks. And this is not the Pete guest segment, you know. So we love you, Pete, and you beat me in the fantasy football this week.
Pete was great.
Hey, let's go back down to Milwaukee, South Milwaukee. Hey, Big Mike. Mike, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
I cannot believe you are even defending Johnny Hustle. 10%. He was totally lost. He sat there and watched where he was going the whole time up that baseline. He knew exactly what he was going to do.
Mike, I agree with what you just said. Mike, what you just said, Machado did know what he was doing. He did it on purpose. I have no disagreement with that. I agree with Musana. I agree with that. I'm just saying the other guy's got to get his foot and body out of the way or not take up a good chunk of the percentage of the base.
All right, I watch Aguilar because I'm from Milwaukee.
And you're a Bruce fan, I'm sure.
That guy is a big teddy bear. That guy would not try to hurt one player on the baseball field.
I don't care if he's a pro baseball player. I don't care if he's a teddy bear.
Yeah,
not,
but
Mike.
He would not try to do that.
Well, then why did he get his ass out of the way? Why is he standing in the way?
Johnny Hustle would. Johnny Hustle is a dirty player, and he's so...
There you go, Mike. Bring a little sense to the morning.
They do not respect Milwaukee Brewers at all. From the beginning when Yasiel Puig said...
Your little park.
Yeah.
Your little park.
They're a bunch of jokes.
Mike.
And I'm so glad we did not give up those players for him.
Listen, Mike.
We do not need that player.
Hey, Mike, you're going to win the friggin' series. Mike. Don't worry about it, Mike.
I wouldn't guarantee that. You never know.
I want the Dodgers, but they're going to win the series.
I'm not saying that. I don't know. Dodgers could equal it.
I don't know, bro.
It's best of three. Three games to go.
I'm starting to lean towards the Brewers, actually.
Well, I just think... Listen, I also think you have to have respect for your fellow athlete. And Machado, the way that he's acted at second base with his slides, the way he did up the first baseline, has little to no respect for his fellow athlete.
I got nervous because when you were saying that when Pete Gass was on about respecting fellow athlete, extremely quick story. I was in a handicap match, me against Pete Gass and his two partners, and fellow athlete of mine, one of his partners, I banged up pretty bad in the ring, like bad.
Okay.
And I was worried, oh, Moose, don't say this to Pete because he's going to say, well, Taz doesn't ever, because this was bad. But anyway, so I got a little nervous when you mentioned that to Pete because I had a little moment where I didn't respect my fellow
Pete
athlete.
Pete did not reference that story, but
yeah,
there you go.
It was, it's true, too.
855-212-4227. That is your number to call. It is Taz and the Moose will come back. The Red Sox certainly made their presence felt down in Houston yesterday against the Stros. We'll get into that next right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Can guarantee low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Home Depot Foundation's annual celebration of service event and season has begun. Join the Home Depot to help improve the quality of life of veterans. Visit serveveterans.com for more information on how you can help in your respective community.
Sorry. You know, Moose, I'll tell you, it does make the stuff what happened with Machado and Aguilar and just the game, the way it ended in 13 innings and stuff, and the Dodgers got the win. It does make tonight's game in L.A. even more intriguing. You know, that kind of must-see TV thing. I don't know about you, but for me, you know, it makes me want to dial in more. I'm ready for some more drama. You know what I mean? I love it. The game needs that. I know we're late in the season here. We're in the postseason. But I'm saying that baseball needs that. You know?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
But I get your point.
It does add intrigue to it, no doubt. And, you know, I think it's an afternoon affair today, correct?
It's 5 p.m. Yeah, sorry, good.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's 5 p.m. I'm looking at this side. I guess it's Eastern. They don't say Eastern. Central.
5 o'clock Eastern
time.
5:05 Eastern time. So it's going to be an early start out there in Los Angeles in the late game. It's going to be the American League Championship Series. But, yes, it does add a little bit of...
Yeah, a little spunk, right?
Yeah, no question. And a little extra layer to Brewers and Dodgers in the National League Championship Series.
I just want to say, too, Moose, I don't want anyone to think or you to think I'm not condoning athletes hurt other athletes. I don't want to come off like I came off like that. That's not my goal here. I'm not looking for guys to get hurt, you know. So I might have came off that way, and that wasn't what I meant. So I'm not like that. In the ring, in my past, that might have happened, but that was years ago.
Right,
but,
well, I gotcha. I just don't. I think I said it earlier. I don't think a player has done more to hurt his free agency than Manny Machado in recent memory.
I can't believe he said that, dude.
Not just that, but his behavior on the field has been deplorable.
Verbal stuff's even worse, though. Just to say that you're not going to hustle horrible.
If I'm going to invest $400 million in a guy, the last thing I want to do is have a guy that's playing dirty the way that he is. And I think you can play hard and you can play clean.
Right.
I don't think necessarily being dirty is playing hard. And that's, you know, that was asked about the Brewers last night. He goes, no, he's not a hustler. He's not a hard player. He's a dirty player.
Council said that, right?
Yeah, and you saw that at second base. You saw that up the first baseline. But and you're right. I mean, what he had to say as well, you factor that in too. That's the last thing you want to have when you're going to be ushering him in. Potentially either he remains with the Dodgers or signs with the Yankees, whoever it might be. The Philadelphia Phillies have been a team that have been interested, although they might be more intrigued by Bryce Harper in free agency this offseason. The last thing you'd want to try and do is what Machado's doing. I can't remember a player doing more to hurt his marketability than what Machado's done over the last 2 days.
Yeah,
Tell me another player in football.
I don't know.
Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, well,
I mean, would you throw Bell into?
Yeah, but
the mix?
Because you know why, Moose? I don't think anyone's ever going to think Bell. When you think Bell, you don't think of a guy who doesn't hustle. That guy runs hard, as you know.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Right, he's going to play hard, and he's not a dirty player, and he don't have a rep of that.
Okay,
he's a distraction. He's annoying, but so's Beckham. You know, but those guys are not.
And Beckham, just with all of his nonsense, he got paid. You want to go way back and say Terrell Owens?
I mean, they're annoying. Those guys are annoying off the field.
Right. Well, they're off the field and they're a distraction.
For me, bro, for a guy to say that.
I don't disagree with you.
Just, and that's, to say I'm not.
And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, Taz. I don't think there has been. I can't think of a basketball player that's done more. I'm talking about an elite-level player, and that's what Machado is, an elite-level player.
Yeah, yeah.
You can talk about secondary or tertiary players. I don't think you could come up with another player in all of professional sports that has done more to hurt himself. And this is not by performance.
Right, right.
This is not by him not being clutch or going over for the NLCS. I'm talking about by his actions and by his words.
You know, and you're right. And you know what I think it is, though, man? I think a guy like this.
It's insanity.
He's so confident in his ability because he knows he's a baller. And he knows that teams will clamor for him and to him no matter what he does or says. And they will. I mean, look, as a Met fan, I know it's not going to happen. If there was a chance that the Mets could get him, or you as a Yankee fan, which he almost went from Baltimore to the Yankees, right? If he's on said club, on any fan out there listening to us club, they're going to be happy. They're going to be happy. They really are.
But I don't know if he's going to get as much money after what he has done over the last 2 days.
Well, you mean business-wise? Yeah, I'm not saying that he's
not going to sign somewhere and that team's not going to be happy to have Manny Machado aboard. But
you're saying the business end of it.
He's cost himself millions of dollars.
Yeah, not word, man. Word.
Think about that. Yeah. His agent's basically like, I can't wait for the NLCS to be over so then maybe we can get to the offseason. He's probably rooting for the Brewers.
We're losing money, Manny!
Right. That's it.
You're probably right. That's probably
what
the guy's thinking.
Cost himself, at least $10 million, maybe $20 million.
That's insane, bro.
Jeez. Think about that. I mean, honestly, because how do you put him up there on a podium and say this is a guy that personifies Major League Baseball when he's saying that he doesn't hustle?
To your point.
It's not his cup of tea. It's part of his game.
To your point, it kills his representation's leverage for him to get that money, for those that don't understand what you mean about the business.
We'll get into the ALCS. Red Sox, they're alive and well next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.